discussing about Pesach. Perhaps the shaila of all shailas, but the chag of Pesach, the night of Pesach, is his man to ask shailas. It's a very big shaila when it comes to Pesach. This is a shaila mitzias. Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim. So we know many, many thousands of Yidden, perhaps millions of Yidden left Mitzrayim. So of course, the chag is called Chag HaMatzis. Why? Shelo hispik b'tzeichem shel Yisrael lahachmitz. Because there was no time for the dough to rise. So instead of being chametz, which they had hoped for, so it was only matzah. So the shaila is, what was the mitzias exactly? That they threw dough into their oven simultaneously, and there was a kol kori which went out, everybody, it's time to go. And then everybody chopped their matzahs from the oven, and lo and behold, it was matzah and it wasn't chametz. So by all the yidden, so they all had chametz and nobody, they all had matzah and nobody had chametz. What was the mitzias exactly? How did that work? That's a very glaring kasha. Aside from that, the other ha'aris which can use some clarification, Chazal tell us that the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meir Ois HaLayla, that he illuminated that night in Mitzrayim, Kiyoyim B'Tkufas Tamuz, like the daytime. Although it was the night, it was Layla, it had a status of Yom. This is one of the very central nekudas when it comes to the night of Pesach, that I'll know the klal generally is, most mitzvahs are conducted, are done by day, that we find many mitzvahs at night. The Sfarim said that there are 12 mitzvahs on the night of the Seder, communion zeh. With the gematch of the word zeh. Manishtana halayla hazeh. That this layla is so unique that there are zeh mitzvahs this night. There are 12 mitzvahs. In fact, the Goyin learns pshat, manishtana halayla hazeh, that the word zeh is masculine, and layla is feminine. So manishtana halayla hazeh, how unique, how different is this night that this Laila is on the darg of Zeh. It's on the darg of Yom. Because we know that Yom is a time of clarity. And clarity is Zeh. Zeh Kelim V'Aneyu. The Gemara says something which you can see, which is clear. You can point to it and say Zeh. So this Laila is on the darg of Zeh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meir Ois HaLayla K'yoyim B'Tkufas Tamuz. What's this idea, the significance of Meir Ois HaLayla K'yoyim B'Tkufas Tamuz? The heat of the year, T'kufas Tamuz, which is the dead of the summer. Furthermore, the Zohar Kaddish tells us, and the Sfarim expound upon this in other ways, that the matzah is Mesugal for many things. One of the things the Zohar Kaddish tells us about the matzah is that it's called Michla de Asvasa. It's the bread of Refuah. So how does it come to be the bread of Refuah? What's the process? What's the pnimius of that? Another kasha to ask. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to introduce Moshe Rabbeinu to the whole Seder of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so he took him to Har Sinai, and he showed him the sneh. The hasneh inenu ukol. So of course the sneh was not just a nice vision, random vision that Moshe Rabbeinu was beholding at that time. The Baruch Hu was giving Moshe a simen to much, much more. He was telling him with this sneh a certain amkis and the whole Seder of the Geula from Mitzrayim. So in what way is this Sneh a simin in a primis to ka'oifin to Geula's Mitzrayim? Some other things to explain. Chazal tell us that Pesach is called Shabbos. Because the Pasuk says, "Usfartan lachem v'macharas ha-Shabbos." To begin counting Svira after Shabbos, So of course, this word Shabbos is highly questionable. The Tzidaikim, they teach that this word Shabbos, not that they're a man, the Omer B'chla, but they learned that this Shabbos meant the Shabbos of Ma'aseh Bereishis, that Tzira should begin after Ma'aseh Bereishis. But Chazal understand, no, it's not referring to the Shabbos, it's referring to Pesach. Lil Pesach is also called Shabbos. That's going to be significant in what we're going to be learning in Mitzvah Hashem, why it is that there's this deep relationship between Shabbos and Pesach. And lastly, those are the kashas too. There's an inyan that the matzah should be round. One of the sources for that is what the Torah says. The Torah refers to matzahs as ugos matzos. And uga is lashon hashem eagle, which means like round. And the tshuvas that the poskim have in halacha, it seems like there's an inyan in pnimius as well to have round matzahs as opposed to square matzahs. Even those who are makel, I guess, to use machine matzahs throughout the antif, it's a certain kpeda on the night of Pesach, Leil HaSeder, to use round matzahs. That the matzahs shel mitzvah, the chiv deraisa, should be round matzahs. What's the significance of round matzahs? So let's begin with the Shita, with the memra of the Shilta Gibayrim. And the Dapei Arifim Sachem, I believe it's the Yad Aleph Amid Beis, I don't remember exactly. But the Shilta Gibayrim, based on the Gemara, states the following Chiddush and Halacha. He writes, regarding the din of Isa Shenef Sabachama, if you have dough which is baked by the sun, so it's not baked in a tanur, which is the conventional way to bake bread. Rather, it's baked by the sun. So he writes about this, that such a bread is ptur min achala, that it's pater from chala, and ve'ena kriya lechem, and it's not called lechem. Ein mavarchan hamaitzi, you don't make a bracha of hamaitzi on it. Ve'ein yoitzin bayidei Pesach, you can't fulfill your chiyuv of matzah on Pesach with such a bread, such a matzah. You shouldn't cook or bake any dough whatsoever on Pesach. Not only because it doesn't have a shem matzah, because it could lead to chametz, which is even worse. And he bases this on what the Gemara says, that it seems that lechem needs a din in tanur, because the Gemara brings a pasuk, Eser Nashim B'Tanur Echad, regarding Lechem, that it would seem that Lechem needs a Tanur. So with that being true, this din of the Shulta Gibayim, how does this stem with that which Targum Yonason says in Parshas Bo? The Targum Yonason says the following Gevaldik Chiddush. And really he addresses the opening Shiloh which we brought up, which is what was the Matzias exactly and how this matzah was baked? And the Targum Yonason says as follows: "U'mesapi lahain mechumsa deshimsha chavirin p'tirin." He claims, he writes, that Bnei Yisrael, when they took this Isa out of Mitzrayim, so it's not that they were sitting and they threw it into an oven and the bell rang and it was time to leave. They were leaving Mitzrayim and they had the dough on their heads. And as they were leaving Mitzrayim, the Chama, the sun, baked this dough on their heads into matzah. That's what he says. Misafi lahon mechumsa deshimsha chavirin p'tirin. Misafi lahon, it was baked for them, mechumsa deshimsha, from the heat of the sun, chavirin p'tirin. These cookies, these matzahs. That's the case. We have a kasha on Targum Yonason. I'm not sure if it's a kasha on Targum Yonason, who was a Rishon, who preceded the Rishonim, on the Shilta, or if it's a kasha on the Shilta Giborim, who was really an Acharon. But there's a clash between the Shilta Giborim and the Targum Yonason. That if it's true, if the din of the Shilta Giborim stands, that one cannot be Yotze, the mitzvah of matzah, with matzah which is baked by the sun, How was it shayach, going back to the original matzahs, which was baked by the sun, that the Yidden ate that matzah, and every matzah is a zecher to that matzah? So the Pardes Yosef wants to say, and Achanami, you're right, that the matzahs that the Tagim Yonasan is referring to were matzahs psudos. And the Yidden were not Yosef with those matzahs. They baked other matzahs on their own to be Yosef the mitzvah. I think everybody would agree that such a mahalach is extremely difficult to say, because the Torah makes a very big deal about these matzahs. And a whole nace, according to Tagim Yonasan, happened that they were baked in the sun. You're going to tell me that this nace is lashav? The Rosh Baruch Hu did a nace lachinam? They weren't yotzi with the matzahs that were baked on their heads by the sun? Very hard to say such a thing. So Rav Nosson Gestetner, Sechet Tzadok Lebrach, who was nifter a few years ago, who was a big Talmud Chacham in Bnei Brak, one of the Gedolei Yisrael, he wrote a beautiful tshuva, it's called L'Hoyros Nasan. And one of the chalakim in L'Hoyros Nasan, he tines the following. He says, to answer this shaila, that the reason why, when it comes to Pesach, a taner is required, and you can't be yoytze with lechem, which is nefsa b'chama, is because you need by matzah a tam l'shevach, that it should have a good tam. And there's a certain geshmak tam which the taner gives to the matzah, that tam is necessary for the mitzvah of matzah on Leil Pesach. That tam does not come through in the matzahs when bread is baked, when matzah is baked by the sun. Okay. If that's the case, Manishtana ha-matzah sa'elu, why are these matzahs which Bnei Yisrael took out different? So he claims, based on the Gemara, that the Gemara says that the matzahs which the Yidden took out of Mitzrayim had a tam of mon in those matzahs. That already before the mon fell, there was a tam mon in the matzahs. If that's the case. So this reisa that matzah has, that it's lacking tam when baked in the sun, wasn't true by the matzahs by Yitzias Mitzrayim. That they had a tam l'shavach, although they were baked by the sun, because they had a tam, a geshmak tam of mon. What about the point of the shilta gibayrim, that you can't bake in the sun because there's a shash chimutz? Because of course you can't gauge the sun. There's no button on the sun to say cook high, cook low. So how do you know how the isa is cooking? Maybe it's cooking very slowly, in which case it'll come lidei chimutz. So he says an amazing chiddush based on what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that the tam of matzah, that this matzah, or this mon really you should say, they were able to be koveya the tam of the man, and by being koveya the tam of the man according to what they wanted, because the machsham was influenced what tam they wanted, it was also koveya the metzias of it. It's a machlokes in the Gemara Numa, whether or not the man, it just tasted like what they thought, or it actually became that which they thought. I'm not sure if he's running into that machlokes or not, but he claims that since the machshava is moiled by the man, it helps by the man, so therefore, there are machshavas that this matzah should be matzah, because it had a din of man, was koveya that it had a chalais shei matzah and not a din lechem. They were able to make sure that there was no chimetz by this matzah, because of the din man shebai. Which I think is a gevaldik chiddush as well. It's a very beautiful thought, but hard to swallow. So perhaps we could say as follows. I think it's to end at 9:45 today, just in case we don't have a minion. We'll go to the 9:45 minion imitation. So the Gemara says as follows. Ein gehenna la'ilam haba. There is no gehenna ba'ilam haba. It's Gemara Nidarm. Ella, HaKadosh Baruch Hu moitzi chama min atika. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the sun out of its cover. So apparently the sun has a cover. Hashem will take the sun out of its cover. Tzadikim isra poimba, the tzadikim will be healed by such a sun. Virisharim nidoinimba, and the Rishayim will be judged by such a sun. The Hainu, that there will be one ray of light, which will emerge from this pinius of the sun, and that will give Hanah to the Tzadikim, and it will judge the Rishayim. And this is based on a pasuk in Malachi, Shenemar, Vizarcha Lachem Yirei Shemi, that Hashem says that I will reveal, I will shine upon them a special type of a shemesh. And the Gemara continues, V'le'oid Elishem Mis'adnin Ba. It won't only heal the tzaddikim, but it'll also give them tremendous pleasure. As the pasuk says, Hine Hayoim Boyer Kisanor. That it will be a day that it will be as burning hot as the tanur, as an oven. So Rashi points out, where do you see from here that the shemesh will also be merapeh, that it will heal? Because the only pasuk, part of the pasuk which the Gemara quotes is Vezarche Lachem Yirei Shmi. So Rashi says that if you take a look at the source, the pasuk is well mentioned, Shemesh Tztaka Umarpe Biknafeha. That the shemesh is called the Shemesh Marpe, shemesh which heals. So we see from this Gemara that there's no Gehenna Moel Mabba. That Kadosh Baruch Hu, by extracting, by pulling out the Chama from its Nartik, there will be mevatel the whole concept of Gehenna. Apparently Gehenna is totally in this inyan, that the Pnimiyas HaChama is in this Nartik. And as long as the Chama is in this Nartik, it creates a matzav of Gehenna. But as soon as Kadosh Baruch Hu removes it, so there's a new Metzias. There's a Metzias of this orb, which is called the Pnimiyas of the Shemesh, that when it can shine on Tzadikim, and it can shine to Tzadikim and Rishayim equally. The Tzadikim will be Nana, and they'll also be healed from it, whereas the Rishayim will be Nidainimba. There's a similar Gemara in Tainus. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shemesh b'Shabesh Tztakalaniyim. That the Shemesh on Shabbos is Tztakalaniyim. That the Shemesh on Shabbos is a different Shemesh than the rest of the week. And it quotes this pasuk as well. Shenemar, Zarecha Lachem Yirei Shemi, Shemesh Tzedaka Umarpe. So what is it about the Shemesh on Shabbos? Seemingly has a connection to what we had quoted before, that there's no Gehenna Leilam Haba, from the fact that the Gemara is quoting the very same pasuk. So let's turn our attention to the Zayar. The Zayar Kaddish tells us that all the Malachas on Shabbos are learnt out from one pasuk. We know that from the Gemara. Lo Sivaru Eish B'chomo Shvaseichem B'yom HaShabbos. Not to light a fire on Shabbos. So the Zayar says, what's the significance of not lighting a fire on Shabbos? So the Zayar says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also doesn't light fires on Shabbos. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fire? Hashem's fire is Gehenna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ceases the fire of Gehenna on Shabbos. So therefore Hashem says, don't light any fires. Lo Sivaru Eish. There shouldn't be any Eish, and shouldn't be any fire which is burning on Shabbos. The Hainu that you shouldn't light any fires on Shabbos. The Oymek HaEinyin of HaRei says what we said before. That we said before, Ein Gehenna Malam Abba. That there is no Gehenna Malam Abba. And the reason why there's no Gehenna Malam Abba, and we're starting our journey weiter at this point, the reason why there's no Gehenna Malam Abba is because we know that Shabbos is Me'in Olam Abba. And if La'ilam Abba there's no Gehenna, so Shabbos as well there's no Gehenna. Lo'y Sivaru Eish B'chom Hash V'Zecha B'ma Shabbos. There's a certain Mitzias in Shabbos that there's no Gehenna. Now, how does the Kadosh Baruch Hu make it that there's no Gehenna? Lo'y Sivaru Eish. So it's based on the Lumdis that the Gemara taught us before. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Maitzi Chama Minartika. And the Gevaldik Tainig that the Yidin have on Shabbos, the Tzadikim have on Shabbos, and the Refuah that Bnei Yisrael has on Shabbos, is Gufa because Kadosh Baruch Hu is Maitzi Chama Minartika. And of that special Shemesh, the Gemara said, Shemesh B'Shabbos Tztakalaniyim. That there's a special Shemesh which is Meir on Shabbos. Because there's a Bechina of Shabbos that is Me'ein Olam Abba, Ein Gehen Olam Abba, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maitzi Chama Minartika. We see a reference to this in the Tfilas on Shabbos, which we say every Shabbos Shachris. In the morning, we say Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavayrach, and then we say HaKol Yoducha V'HaKol Yishabchuch. And there are some psukim over there which may seem to go along the lines of the psukim which we say, or the lashonis which we say during the week at that time. HaMeir L'Oretz V'Adoyim L'Berachamim. that at one point we say a pasuk which distinguishes Shabbos from the rest of the week, and that's the following, not a pasuk, but it's the following lashon which we say. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is Maitzi Chama Mimakayma Ulevana Mimchan Shifta Umeir La'olam Kula Uli Yishvav Shebara B'midas HaRachav. What does it mean that a Kadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos, there's a Shabbos Tekke Inyan, that he's Maitzi Chama Mimakayma? So the chor of the pshat is that not just conventional, the simple pshat, what that means, that Hashem takes out the chama from its place. Because that's true also during the days of the week. No. Maitzi chama mimakayma means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out the chama from its nartik. Maitzi chama mimakayma, like the Gemara says, Ein gehen lanu abba. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maitzi chama minartika. And when that happens, there's no light of Gehenna on Shabbos. There's no din which is taking place. The whole Metzius is like we conclude here when we say, Umeir la'olam kulo liyayishvav, that everybody is nene, shebarda b'midas harachamim. There's a gevaldik rachamim which takes place on Shabbos. And that's due to the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is maitzi chama mimartika. That's called maitzi chama mimakoyma. That he takes the chama out of its cap. So we see that there's a special significance when it comes to Shabbos, which is Me'in Olam Haba, that there's a special mitzias called Maitzi Chama Min Artika. And this Maitzi Chama Min Artika means that the tzaddikim have a refuah, and the mis'adin ba, and the rishayim are nidoinim ba. L'chay Rabbi Yisai, coming back to the Targum Yonasan, we could say the following pshat. The pshat in Targum Yonasan is as follows, and the kasha from Shilta Giborim is as follows. The Shilta Giborim taught us that what? That lechem, which is nef or bechama, is pasul matzah. It's not called lechem, because lechem means a tanur. Not only is it not kosher for matzah, but you also have to be doyeg and choshesh for chimutz on such a matzah which is cooked in the sun. I is a kash on Targum Yonasan who says that the very matzahs the Yidden took out of Mitzrayim, that they were nef b'chama, how could they be yoytzu with such a matzah, which the Pardes Yosef said, you're right, different matzahs which they used. So the Chayyim say no. If there's a matzias on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the whole seid of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is called Maitzi Chama Mimakayma. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is Maitzi Chama Min Artika. And when the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Maitzi Chama Min Artika, that he takes off the cap of the Chama, and when such a sun, of which the Gemara says elsewhere, Chazal say elsewhere, that the sun without its cap can shine 60,000 times more than when it has its cap on. So such a sun is like throwing the matzah into a tanner. You have to be choshesh for chimutz. You have to be worried about how much or how strong the light is going to be. No. Maitzi chama min makayma. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maitzi chama min artika, you could be assured. You could be assured that it has a shein matzah. And it's not migareya in any which way from a lechem, which is baked in a tanner in the classical way. This would explain, going back to what we said before, that when Chazal say a lashon on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was mayor, Oysa Halayla, Ki Yoyim B'Tkufas Tamuz, that it was a blazing sun. It wasn't just that a Kadosh Baruch Hu illuminated it. What does it mean, that this analogy to the Chama B'Tkufas Tamuz? Tkufas Tamuz means the heat of the summer. There was a certain, not just that it was mayor, a certain light, but there was a very intense heat which was taking place. The pshat is that was necessary, and Chazal are implying that this is how the matzahs were baked. In fact, there's a lashon in the Tanchum and Parshas Tetzaveh, although I can't read my handwriting completely here, where it says, "Bitkufas tamas yoytze mitoich teiku." that in the Tkufa of Tammuz, the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes out the Chama from its tick. Kivyachol levashal es ha-peiros. So you see that Tammuz is a time the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the Chama out of its tick, out of its nartik, in order to be mevashal the peiros. So therefore, when Chazal says in the night it's Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meir in or, like we find B'tkufas Tammuz, that's a light, that's a type of a chama, which is yoytze min artika, not to be mevashal peiros, but to be mevashal the matzahs. To bake those matzahs. V'im toimar, where do we see such a metzias like that by Pesach? So just to begin, going back to one of the kashas we said before, we said that this whole metzias is a davar which is shayach by Shabbos. Because Shabbos is what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shamesh b'Shabbos, tztok al aniyim. Because the pasuk says, Zarech edacham yirei shemi. That the Shemesh is mar pipich nafel. And because Shabbos is only one me'ein la'ilam haba. And we said, Ein gehenim la'ilam haba. I recorded the same psukim. So being that it's a din in Shabbos, and like we said before, Pesach is called Shabbos. So the same mitzvah is true by Pesach as well. There's an idea of Maitzi Chama v'makayma. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Maitzi the Chama from the Nartik. And by doing so, that was the mitzvah which baked the matzahs the night of Yetzias Mitzvah. To further prove this point, let's go to one of the original places in Tyre where we find the night of Pesach and eating matzahs, which is by Avraham Avinu in Parshas Vayera. That we know that at that time, after the bris, three malachim show up to the house of Avraham Avinu, and they show up, and it's matzah time, it's Pesach. And Avraham says to Sarah, Lushi vasi ugos, right? Bake ugos. Was meant ugos? Ugos matzos, right? It's time to bake matzos. It's Pesach time. And we know that three malachim come. Who comes? Michael, Raphael, Gavriel, and there's other shitas as to who exactly these malachim were. And according to the Gemara above Metzia, Michal comes to tell Avraham Avinu and Sarah they're going to have a child. Gavriel comes to be Mahapech stone. And Raphael comes to heal Avram. But we know that two malachim go to stone, one of which is Gavriel who will overturn stone, yet Raphael is going to save Lot. So the shadow that Rashi and Tosos address there above Metzia is, how can one malach do two jobs? We know malach can only do one job. So Rashi and Tosafos, although Tosafos gives more than one answer, Rashi and Tosafos agree on the following answer, that really, refuah v'hatzalah chada ninu. The Raphael who heals Avram, that's not considered to be a second shlichus, to save Lot, because refuah and hatzalah is considered to be one task. That's the sheet of Rashi and Tosafos. Targum Yonasan and the Medrash seem to learn differently than Rashi and Tosafos. Listen to the words of Targum Yonasan in Parshas Vayera. He writes that three malachim were sent. Chad malacha, kadma, the first malach was sent, levasra lavuna Avram, the hasar yadol yitzhak, was to tell Avram that Sarah would have a baby. Malacha tinyana, the second malach came, the sheizvel yaslait mikor hafechsa, to save Lot. And the third one came, lemehafach l'stayim v'amayra, to overturn Stom and Amayra. So again, to tell Avram and Sarah that they're going to have a child, to save Lot, and to be mehafach Stom. What's missing, Rabbi Isai? There's no refuah. There's no refuah. Where is the malach of refuah? So the chor of the pshat is as follows: that we know Chazal tell us that Avraham Avinu was sitting where? By the Pesach ha'oil kachom hayom. And Chazal say, what does it mean that he's sitting kechom hayom? We're just speeding up a little bit because Ma'ariv is approaching. What does it mean that Avram is sitting kechom hayom? That it's the heat of the day? So Chazal say that Avram Avinu sits at the Pesach of Gehenna, and anybody who has a bris, he pulls them out by their milah. Avram goes into Gehenna to pull Yidin out? He's not afraid of the fire of Gehenna? So there is such a metzias that the Gemara says that a Talmid Chacham is immune to the fire of Gehenna. Okay, maybe that's pshat. Or maybe the pshat Rabbi say, is based on what Chazal say. Why is it so blaring hot right now by Avraham Avinu? The Pashup Shabbat is Kechom Hayom. So Rashi tells us based on the Gemara that what's happening here? Why are there no visitors visiting Avraham today? What happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was what? He made it very hot. By doing what? Moitzi chama min artika. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the chama out of its nartik. So l'chore, everything which we're talking about here at Baisai is all totally in one yesod. One thing. From this inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moitzi chama min artika, we can explain Tagim Yonasad and all the kashas we just mentioned now. Because what happens when you're moitzi chama min artika, the Gemara says, ein gehen la l'maba, that there's a bittul to the fire of Gehenna when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moitzi chama min artika. So how is Avraham Avinu going into Gehenna and taking Yidden out? What about the blazing, glaring fire of Gehenna? Peretz is what? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moitzi chama min artika, ain't Gehenna. There's no Gehenna. But there's a side effect from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moitzi chama min artika. You know what that is? Tzadikim misrapoyim ba, v'risharim nidayim ba. That the tzadikim become healed from that chama, which is moitzi chama min artika. So v'im toimar, how is it that Avram is having a refuah? Where's the malach of refuah, Targum Yonason? Teretz is what, Rabbi Yisai? You don't need a malach for the refuah of Avram. Who's giving the refuah to Avram? The Chama is giving refuah to Avram. Because tzaddikim is rapoimba. Because the tzaddikim have a refuah from such a Chama. And in fact, there's a lashon in Targum Yonason here which says that he's sitting at the tesach of the tent, mischamim migzerusa, being warmed up from his nila latuk for the yaima, according to the heat of the sun, which is the lashon of Targum Yerushalmi as well. And the Beir of Targum Yerushalmi says that the pshan in Yerushalmi is that the sun was healing Avram. It says it mufurish on the lashon of Targum Yerushalmi, which is the equivalent lashon of the Targum Yonasan. And this is exactly what it says in Bereishis Rabbah, that the chama was machamim to Avram, as if to say that it healed Avram. So you don't need a malach for refuah. Because when you're moitzi chama min artika, so that in itself provides the refuah. So everything here is chadanin, everything here is one. And Rabbi said, when is this taking place? Pesach. Do you see there's a metzias on Pesach which is called moitzi chama min artika? And what's Avraham Avinu doing here? He's baking matzahs for the melachim. So if you're talking about how did Saran Avraham bake these matzahs, I'll tell you how. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moitzi chama min artika. Not that they put it into a tanur, because it never says that they did. It was Maitzi Chama Min Artika. All he says is Lushi Va'asi Ugos. Lushi just means to knead it. Va'asi Ugos, and make Ugos. Doesn't say they have to put it into any fire. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of the fire. That's called Maitzi Chama Min Artika. And that's a Maisa of a Sin L'Abonim, Rabbi Yisai. That's a Maisa of a Sin L'Abonim. That when Bnei Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, how would they bake their matzahs? Maitzi Chama Min Makayma. And really, the Fizah, it's really Targum Yonasan L'Shitasa. Right? Then we have two Targum Yonasans. We have the Targum Yonasan later, which said in Parshas Boy that it was baked on their heads because of Maitzi Chama Min Artika. That's how we're tiny. And over here, too, because of Maitzi Chama Min Artika, that's why there was no Malach, which is necessary. And that's when? The night of Pesach. That's the time of Pesach. Maitzi Chama Min Artika. The remez lezeh just b'derech kamachia kichoyim hayom. That's the lashon of the pasuk. V'hu yoyish et pesach ha'el kichoyim hayom. From which Chazal say kichoyim hayom, that was an intense heat. Kichoyim hayom, the hainu, that was moitzi chama min artika, that's what baked the matzahs. Kichoyim hayom is gamachia matzah. To suggest that the chayim hayom is what baked the matzahs. We can explain according to this, going back to our original kashas, why it is that the matzah is called the michla da asvasa, that it's the food of refuah. Why is it the food of refuah? Because we said before that when you're mighty the chama min artika, that the tzaddikim misrapoyim ba, that it has qualities of refuah. So since it was the matzah, which was baked by this mighty chama min artika, it imbued within the matzah this inyan of the koyach of refuah. And because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisai, through Moitzi Chama Min Koyma, he baked the matzahs. That's why there's a din which we have every time we bake matzahs, that we always say the Shem Matzahs Mitzvah. That has to be done L'Shema. Because the inyan of the Shema is that when you do something L'Shema, it's not that you do it, it's that the Kadosh Baruch Hu does it. And since the Kadosh Baruch Hu bakes matzahs, because he's Moitzi Chama Min Artika, that's why every time we bake matzahs and we do it L'Shema, and it has to be done L'Shema, it has to be done the Shem the Mitzvah, it's the Kadosh Baruch Hu who does it. And therefore, all the matzahs which we have are as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it, and they all have the skulos of refuah. This would explain, going back to our kashas, why it is that the matzahs have a circular shape. Because the reason why they're circular is because it's a simon to who baked the matzahs. You know who baked the matzahs? The sun baked the matzahs. And being that the sun is round, so it left an impression on the matzah, like who your tati is, like who made you. Who made these matzahs? You know who made these matzahs? The Chama made these matzahs. It's a simon to who baked those matzahs was the fact that the matzahs were called ugos matzahs. They were round matzahs. One of the chevra, when we said this year on Shabbos at the shul, one of the chevra thought that the reason we were going to say that the reason why the matzahs were round is because the Targum says that they were baked on their heads. And because the head is round, it's made of the matzahs for sheitra. It's a cute pshat. But the chevra of the pshat is that since the matzahs were baked by the sun, so it had a circular shape as a simon to who baked it. So the chevra, based on this, we can say pshat in why it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was niskala to Moshe Rabbeinu with the sneh. Because this sneh was not a regular fire. It was a sneh she'einenu ukal. It was an esh shamayim. It was a heilige esh. It was a fire which didn't consume. So the fire of Gehenna consumes. But when you're moitzi chalim in artika, that's not a fire which consumes. So therefore, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing Moshe Rabbeinu at the Maimon HaSneh, that he was giving him a taste, like a preview, of the aura itself of Geula. At that night that Hashem will take B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, what does this or look like? What is the type of an or that the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be made to B'nai Yisrael from Mitzrayim with? And for that he showed him the sneh. But the sneh was a preview to what's called the Maisi Chama Min Artika. The Oymek and the Nekud, the Pnimi of what the Shemesh is, which is called the Chama. With this, perhaps we can explain another kasha that Mepharshim asked. When it comes to the Simanim of the night of the Seder, we say, Kadesh Urchatz Karpas Yachas Magin Matzah Magid Rachzah Moitzi Matzah. Mepharshim say, what's made Moitzi Matzah? Moitzi is a simon of itself, or is it Moitzi Matzah? But even if it's Moitzi Matzah, why do you see Moitzi Matzah? It's an even bigger kasha if it's a simon by itself. What, the brach itself, how Moitzi Lechem in Haaretz gets its own simon? You know how even there's a whole simon called Magid, which is many, many pages, it's all called Magid. Here you're making two brachas, one is called Moitzi and one is called Matzah for two separate brachas. Each bracha gets its own simon. So the chara of the pshat is as follows. The reason why it's called Maitzi Matzah, it's not that it's called Maitzi Matzah. It's that every single matzah which we have before we eat it has a din called Maitzi Chama Min Artika. So the reason why it's called Maitzi is from the word Maitzi Chama Min Artika. That's why it's called Maitzi Matzah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maitzi Chama Min Artika. And since he's Maitzi Chama Min Artika, that's why it's called Maitzi Matzah. That there's a bechina called Maitzi Chama Min Artika. That's called Maitzi. Not the Ha-Maitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Maitzi Chama Min Artika. Maitzi Chama Min Artika Matzah. That's the type of a matzah which they say. So therefore, this type of a matzah, this type of a lechem, has a din that it's baked in a tanur. So even if you say, like Shilta Giborim, that it needs a tanur, what does the pasuk say which you quoted before in Malachi? That these psukim say, V'zarecha Lechem Yirei Shmi, Shemesh Stako Marpe. How did the psukim end? And that gemara over there in Nedarim, Shenemar Hinei Hayoim Boyer Ketanur. That day of Moitzi Chama Min Artika has a shame tanur. So Mamela, even if you'll tell me that it's not called lechem because it needs a tanur, that's only true when it's baked from the sun stamazai. But when it's Moitzi Chama Min Artika Dikar, that's called Boyer Ketanur. That is a shame tanur, and it's kosher for the mitzvah of Leil Pesach. To further strengthen this point, Rabbi Isai, if you take a look in the Shabbos HaGadol and the Haftorah, which we read, you know what we read in the Shabbos HaGadol? Hopefully these psukim sound a little bit familiar for you. We read Malachi, and in Shabbos HaGadol, we actually read these psukim in the Haftorah. Take a look. It says that. You'll see. V'zorcha lechem yirei shmi, shemesh tako marve, hine hayom boyer ketana. These psukim are actually in the Haftorah of Shabbos HaGadol. Because the whole hakdama to baking matzah is that you need this mitzias. You need this mitzias called Moitzi Chama Min Artika. We have the by Avraham Avinu by Pesach. We have it by the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because that's the bechina, that's this inyan that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be paid, he's going to free the Shemesh, he's going to be megala that or of Moitzi Chama Min Artika. And that's the or which bakes the matzahs, and that's the or of Geulas B'nei Yisrael. To the same bechina, to that or of Tzadik and Misad Poimba. Able to see that light, the Ayosha Mashiach, be a scale tzedek, may have a menu amen. Have a wonderful Yom Tov, everyone.